very shortly, if you're into making your preserves, we've got a full-on marmalade making clinic. I'm excited about this because I've never tried it. Producer Caroline is on it though. She's been trying this out and is going to a marmalade making workshop herself. So we've got an expert joining us. If you're making marmalade right now in the kitchen, listen, this may help. Also on the subject of Brexit, more messages coming in. Tony, Hellity, Tony and Chudley said, I was dismayed by the BBC TV studio last night when Brexit happened. It was all the EU blue and stars and hardly a union flag in sight. Tony says, let's now get behind the future. Tony, I'd love to comment, but I'll be honest, I was asleep getting up 3 a.m. I didn't see it. I have had a few people sending in pictures doing thumbs up in front of the countdown. That's all I can see, though, is the countdown outside Downing Street, so I can't comment on the flags. But thank you very much for your message anyway.
BBC Radio Devon.
Caroline Cook.
Now, always very welcome at this time of the morning is a lovely slice of toast. Producer Caroline has brought one in for me this morning. Thank you. Brilliant.
Yeah, with now, a bit of marmalade on.
Now, you won't know about this, but Producer Caroline really is kind and looks after us all here and makes us coffee and toast quite a lot, actually, after the show. But she's brought it in a bit early today. Now, because, very specially, that marmalade there is no ordinary marmalade because you've made it yourself.
Well, I have to confess, my marmalade career is only a few years old and it has been a bit hit and miss. You're having a little bit of one of the misses. I'm going to give it to you now, this piece of toast with my marmalade from last
crunchy,
year on.
Lovely.
Have a go.
Fantastic.
And you will see what I mean in that.
Look at that.
My setting point wasn't quite right, because if you tip that toast that you're about to eat on its side, actually, it would all fall off.
Ah, that's right. Oh, delicious. Really beautiful orange zesty flavour. That's really nice.
I think the flavour's okay. It's just like this key thing which still gets me is setting point and getting it right. And it's just that little bit runny that, look, it's already about to fall off one of the...
With me, I mean, I'm just impressed already because I've never made my own marmalade. The fact you've done it at all and presented me with homemade marmalade, I'm happy. But obviously, you know, we don't just take our word for it. We need a marmalade expert. So on today, we've got a marmalade guru, Vivian Lloyd. She's won many a prize for her preserves and she's written a book on the subject. Vivian's going to be sharing her knowledge at a marmalade making event in Modbury this morning that Caroline is actually going to. So, morning, Vivian.
Morning.
How did you get into making marmalade? When did you first think you'd have a go?
Well, I think it was when I was newly married in the late 1980s. And I was living in Worcestershire then and lived somewhere that had a very abundant garden. So I just sort of fell into making things. And when it got to sort of this time of year, I sort of thought, oh, well, it's marmalade time. So I sort of started, and I've self-taught, but it was really the Women's Institute that that taught me how to make marmalade properly.
When you first tried, did you have a few hit and miss moments? Were you one of those people who were perfect first time?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think we all think, oh, well, we know how to do it, don't we? So I had a very strange way of making marmalade then. I would sort of cook the oranges, and then I would put them in I think it was a blender at that time. I didn't have a food processor. And I would sort of just blitz it all to a pulp, and then I looked up to see how much sugar in the recipe, put the two things together, boiled it up, and I thought it was wonderful. And I did for, you know, a couple of years. And then I did a
cloth. It tastes good.
it did. I mean, this is the thing. It always, you know, the bitter oranges are designed for making into marmalade. And quite honestly, whatever people do with them, you know, the flavour's often fantastic.
So, yes, you do need... So, this is the difference. I did see in my grocer's the other day a great big pile of marmalade oranges. So, what is it about the orange you need for marmalade that's different?
Well, it's really a culinary orange. It's a very bitter orange. You don't eat a the Seville oranges, the bitter oranges. And the thing about them is that they are absolutely stuffed full of a property called pectin, which is that magical gel. You know, the gel in your jam is created by having making a recipe with a high amount of pectin. They're slightly acid deficient, so you put lemon in as well. And they make, when the fruit is cooked, if you slice your peel, you'll find all the pith becomes translucent. And it looks, you know, in the jar, it can look, it's a thing of beauty.
I agree.
A really good jar of marmalade.
Caroline's now, I'm so impressed. I mean, I love marmalade, and this is absolutely delicious what she's made here. But Caroline was talking about the tips for reaching that crucial setting point. Do you have any advice?
Well, I think a lot of it is all about the recipe and either a lot of detail or lack of detail. I think with setting point, and there's a confidence issue going on, and it's one of those things, the more you do it, the better you get at it. Although, unfortunately, marmalade season is quite short. So whereas, say, we'll be making jam, you know, for many months of the year, marmalade has a short season. So you go from one year to the next, and then you have to remind yourself how you made it. And setting point can be quite a sort of stressful thing. And you're sort of thinking, I mean, even I do it now, you know, is that set or isn't it set? And, you know, sort of that there's that toing and froing. But there are certain tests that you can use to make sure that you've got there.
Does one of them involve a freezer and a spoon?
No, mine don't.
Oh, what's your tip?
The problem about the freezer, the plate and the spoon is you've got to remember, A, to put the plate in the freezer, and then you're distracted. So when you think you've got a setting point, you're scooping out a bit of the marmalade, you're putting it on a plate, you're waiting for something to happen. So what's happening to your pan in between times? You know, turn it off or leave it?
You could get marmalade ice lollies, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. So thermometer tests are quite popular, but I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with them. They either work or they don't. So I use something called a flake test, where you scoop up a bit of the marmalade while you're standing over it, while it's boiling, onto a spoon, and you turn your spoon and you look for how the marmalade falls off the spoon. And when it sort of hangs on the side of the spoon, we sort of call it a flake. It's almost like a pane of glass. You look through that, and that is called a flake test, and it's a pretty reliable set test.
Great tip. Thank you very much. I hope there'll be lots more tips and help in Modbury today. So what's happening at the marmalade making in Modbury this morning?
Well, this morning we're going to start the morning off. I'm going to show them a couple of a series of a visual presentation of a farm in Seville called Ave Maria, where the best organic bitter orange is grown. I was fortunate to, I've visited there twice now, and I've shown the process of how the oranges are harvested. And then also I'm going to show the audience how the different stages that I make marmalade. Then we're going to have a break. And then after that, I'm going to show them how I actually set a batch of marmalade. And then there will be jars of marmalade for them to buy at the end, and my book if they're interested.
Oh, I can only imagine how beautiful this is going to look. I mean, we've had sort of cakes in the bake-off tent, but this is a whole tent of marmalade, a whole room of marmalade. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. I've loved having you on, Vivian. You have very much inspired me. I might actually have a go at making some marmalade.
Oh, great. Yeah.
I'm that person that does go down to the shop and just buy it. I'm really lazy. So that's why, you know, I'm very much intrigued as to sort of, you know, what is it about marmalade that makes you happy? Is it quite a mindful exercise?
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, if you think about it, if you're slicing up a lot of orange peel ahead of making a marmalade, it is quite a mindful process, and you can just sort of lose yourself in it. It's a great activity.
I will give it a try, I think, definitely. I'm very much inspired by Caroline's beautiful marmalade on this gorgeous crunchy toast, which I'm going to enjoy during the news right now. Vivian, thank you. Have a great event in Modbury today.
Thank you for having me.